Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Two Alabama women have filed a federal lawsuit seeking to force the state to recognize their out-of-state marriage so they can both be legal parents to their 8-year-old son. The suit filed yesterday contends that Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage and its refusal to recognize such marriages from other states violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. The plaintiffs have been a couple for more than 14 years and have lived in Mobile since 2001. They traveled to California in 2008 to be married. Victims of last week's severe storms and flooding in Alabama may qualify for some tax relief. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more.
The Internal Revenue Service says the four counties declared disaster areas by the president also qualify for extended tax deadlines. The list includes Limestone, Jefferson, Lee, and Baldwin counties. The IRS says some tax deadlines between the end of April and mid-October have all been postponed to October 15th. This includes the May 15th deadline for tax-exempt organizations to file their annual Form 990. It also includes the mid-June and mid-September deadlines for making quarterly estimated tax payments. A variety of business tax deadlines are also affected, including the deadlines for quarterly payroll and excise tax returns. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
A new study that included researchers from the University of Alabama sheds light on what kinds of structures survive tornadoes. The researchers traveled to Moore, Oklahoma to do their investigation, but they also looked at damage in Joplin, Missouri and Tuscaloosa. University of Alabama Associate Professor Andrew Gradinger was a lead author of the study. He says it was pretty clear shelters were the way to go.
Both above ground and below ground shelters performed very well. The house could have been completely gone and the shelter was perfectly fine. So it was very encouraging to see that these shelters are a really necessary item to have in people's homes.
Gradinger says new homes can be constructed with metal clips and straps that hold walls and ceilings together. That's how homes along the Gulf Coast are built to protect against hurricane damage. The Alabama Scenic River Trail has added 200 miles of waterway. The executive director of the Alabama Scenic River Trail, Jim Felder, says the new segment is the Alabama portion of the Tallapoosa River. He says the new segment includes 13 primitive campsites donated by Alabama Power and 4 portages allowing people to walk canoes or kayaks around the 4 Alabama Power dams on the river. An experienced paddler, 66-year-old Harold Banks, says the Tallapoosa River offers views of bald eagles, deer, turkey, and otters in abundance. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Thursday morning to you. Going to be another mild day today. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures top out in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s for Friday. Look for the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, but it doesn't rain all day. Saturday, same deal. The chance for scattered storms will be there. High temperature on Saturday near 80. For Mother's Day on Sunday, look for a partly cloudy sky, maybe a stray afternoon storm. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.